So welcome to this week's edition of the Retail Risk Podcast, sponsored by Axis Communications. This is the second part of my conversation with some of the winners from this year's Fraud Awards. And I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by Marcus Tuschel, Sean Lee from Sensormatic, and Corin Dennison from Adidas. Gentlemen, a very, very good day to you all.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul.
Thank you. So first off, huge, huge congratulations. You know, we've just had the Fraud Awards, and you guys came out with a highly commended award in the in-store surveillance solution from an absolute raft of entries, a very, very competitive shortlist. And there you were with a gong from the judges. Congratulations again.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I mean, I think the thing to say is that this is an all-retailer judging panel. It's not me sat at home sifting through the people I like the most to grant an award to. You know, this is an all-retailer panel. They've looked at it. They've evaluated. We've gone through a couple of judging rounds, and then we've come out with the winners. But I guess my first question has to be, and maybe Marcus, as this sort of account manager for Sensormatic into Adidas, what on earth was the submission? What is the solution? What are we celebrating here?
Yeah, what are we celebrating? So first of all, it was really great news to be nominated and then also to win the award together in this partnership with Adidas. And we started working on this quite some time before. So this was really built on an intense collaboration with Adidas. And basically, it is a combined two-in-one CCTV solution with a focus on easy-to-use and scalable analytics for retail, dedicated for retail, and the security element to it as well. So basically, you need less devices on the ceiling, and you have a flexible way also to accommodate changes that you do, campaigns that you are running in the store, to be able to analyze the impact that they have.
And Corin, can you perhaps jump in from an Adidas perspective? What does that mean to sort of you from a on the retail side?
Yeah, I mean, Adidas's 5-year plan, one of the key elements of that is consumer centricity and digitization. And I've always been a supporter of leveraged solutions. So taking a solution and really leveraging it across your stakeholder network. And this was a perfect example of a camera that did security elements to it and yes, could integrate into other security solutions. But the key winner here is our retail teams getting consumer insights. And that's at a level beyond heat mapping, dwell time. This is really into looking at that journey the consumer takes from the window outside into the store and then moving that consumer through there and understanding what they're doing, how they're interacting, acquiring membership, all of the great stuff that our retail teams need to know. So I think we set the brief and the bar very high with the team. As we always do, the team came back with solutions and then we executed it. And as I said, the feedback has been amazing, and this solution will be going into our Halo fleet. So our Beacon stores across the world, it will become the standard for Halo. But also leveraging then this relationship to say, what else can we get this to do? Again, things such as reconciliation to mobile POS, things that we're yet to kind of see come out onto the roadmap. So really excited, fantastic award and great recognition for both the Adidas project team, but also the Sensormatic and Clickit teams.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that, this is part of other aspirations, if you like, other things that are coming online. I presume Sensormatic will continue to work with you to deliver that. Maybe I don't know, Sean, Marcus, just give us an overview of where this particular project sits in your vision for the offering to the market.
Yeah, well, I think first of all, like the gents have said, thank you very much for the award. We're super proud. We've been supporting the Retail Risk program for a number of years, and it's great to get the recognition from the panel. And what was really pleasant and pleasing for us was that it was in collaboration with a customer. And that's always a great story to tell, I think. Adidas is a really important customer for us for lots of different reasons. But to answer your question specifically, I think this is the starting point of or the turning point of a relationship, really, from a relationship to a partnership. And certainly the experiences that we have with Marcus based in Germany with the Adidas team in their head office, right the way across the globe to, as Corinne says, the Halo stores around the world. You know, we're very much excited about how this is going to continue to develop. And actually, we're already in conversation with Adidas about a number of other kind of additional layers of different solutioning that can help to continue to deliver what we hope is significant business improvement for Adidas. So, yeah, super excited.
And just, those other elements and aspects coming online, I'm already sensing the outline of some entries into the 2022 award. So, I guess we can wish you every success in getting shortlisted and getting that gong again. Gents, fantastic to get an overview of what's going on there. I can see why the judges were impressed when they read it. Really appreciate you giving an overview. Huge congratulations again to the Sensormatic team and the Adidas team, and thank you very much indeed for joining me this week to share your success.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
These days, surveillance cameras aren't just for monitoring a specific area, because with analytics, those cameras can do so much more. Like with any new development, there has been some hype, some disappointments, and lots of new options for the collection and use of data. Axis enables a smarter and safer world by creating network solutions that provide insights for improving security and new ways of doing business. For more information about Axis, please visit our website, www.axis.com.
So welcome back to this week's edition of the Retail Risk Podcast. I am, of course, now joined by none other than Steve Evans from Amberstone. Amberstone, of course, were successful at the Fraud Awards recently. I'm delighted that Steve's found the time to join us this week to talk about that. Firstly, Steve, congratulations indeed.
Thank you. Yeah. And congratulations yourself, Paul, on pulling off a really successful event in the current climate we're in. Well attended and good numbers that were had for the event.
Yeah, I mean, it was utterly fantastic to see, well over 500 people there, celebrating, what has been a tough 12 months, some successes, and it was amazing to see. And I have to say, hats off to you guys. Your entries were absolutely phenomenal this year. To get shortlisted is a huge, pat on the back as well. And then to get there with the highly commended in the category, I think, very well done. And it looked like you'd got great support from, a number of retail customers as yours, as well as partners as well. So that was amazing to see.
Yeah, no, it was. We had good support. I think we had quite a few of our end users there with us on the night. We had obviously Wilco there with us, was part of the awards, and we had Vision, who was the partner and the product that we entered the award with. So a few of their representatives were as well. So that was a good way to celebrate the success of the product, and to say it is a very good product.
Yeah, and actually you referenced Wilco there. It was an Amberstone Wilco success story, if you like. They were the two sort of headline names. Can you perhaps just give me and the audience a little bit of an overview of the project, what was going on, and what would the judges have been reading about?
So the project is video analytics. We've all seen video analytics in the past, but this one's very live, very dynamic, and very intelligent. It will use an existing CCTV on site, whether it be analog or IP. It'll interface with the existing CCTV and carry out analytics of shopping behaviors. So if somebody picks up something and puts it in a shopping bag rather than in a trolley or in a basket, it'll identify that. Likewise, it'll identify if the product goes on top of a pushchair or under the pushchair. So it's not necessarily saying that the product has been stolen, but to be aware that there's a potential opportunity. These alerts are live, they're dynamic, and they go straight to either in-store security on a secure application, or to the store manager, or even to the tills. You can have it coming up on the tills interfaces as well. So really, really for sort of future technology. It's a product that we've been working with a partner called Vision. We are the UK distributors of that product and have UK rights to it. And it's been very, very successful. The trials have been really successful. Typical, you know, taking away that typical sort of store detective role that would perhaps follow one person around the store. This can be, you know, 10 cameras, or if you wanted to do 20 cameras or 30 cameras, and watching them all the time. So really seeing concealment and picking it out and then delivering that to the security guard, or say, or the store manager, and advising them that something potentially has been concealed.
So I guess really you sort of, you're getting almost a return, let's say it is a security guard from argument's sake. And like you say, normally they might follow one person. So they can, in effect, with the cameras, be covering the entire store simultaneously. Yeah. Is that really how this
works? That's correct. And this is the making of it, where a security guard can be off, you know, following one person around that they think is a potential. This can be doing, you know, every aisle in the store if you had that number of cameras. And then the security guard at the front of the store waiting for those offenders, hopefully to go to the till and pay for the product. Yes. But in the circumstances where they don't, you know, to have a conversation with them and see what they've concealed. It's, as I say, it's been a great success in the trials that we've been running, and we're looking to roll it out even further in the new year.
Fantastic. So I was going to say that those trials are done, Wilco have done. Clearly, they were happy for you to put forward and reference. So you've done a handful of stores there, you know, and that's now going far and wide. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we've done we've done successful trials with them. We've also done some trials with other retailers as well, in convenience. It works very well. And we are looking now to push that forward from a roadmap trial process actually to full deployment with the technology and the security officers as well. So, you know, they see that as a real benefit to them and as a real success and payback.
Yeah, and how fantastic. So they can just deal with one company in Amberstone that can have the security guard in there that can be receiving data from the cameras and the AI solution. And, you know, nice tied up end-to-end security solution and all one point of contact as well.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, and that's from a reporting perspective. So they get all the management information as well onto a live dashboard and portal, so they can see the return on investment and they can see the recoveries that are made. So it's a complete, you know, one-stop end-to-end solution and giving them feedback on their spend. So yeah, working really well. And, you know, can build into different models. You know, if an end user wants to take the technology and the store detective or the guarding, you know, we can look at that and roll it up into the actual guarding cost. So, you know, the actual pence per hour might be more expensive, but overall, they haven't got an outlay for the technology.
Yeah, sure. I have to say, the way you're, you know, the success that you've had with the trials, and the way you're talking about and the extra functionality, I'm already seeing the outline submission for next year's awards as this comes forward again with Evolution number two. It just sounds like it's got something. It's at the start of its life cycle, if you like.
Yeah, oh, definitely. This has got legs, and hopefully, yeah, you know, we'll resubmit the award for next year with a bit more success and a bit more backing behind it, and hopefully we'll actually win the award and take the main award away rather than the highly commended. As I say, for us, it's still in its infancy, and there's a lot of legs and a lot of avenue to go on this.
Well, to get the highly commended, you know, on the back of a trial as it then sort of leaps into full life, I think is, you know, huge congratulations to you and the rest of the Amberstone team for putting that forward. I guess fair play to Wilco for seeing the opportunity and embracing it as well. So I wish you every success into next year with the solution, that's for sure.
Lovely. No, that's it. Appreciated. And as I say, hopefully next year, more awards and more people even attending. Although I'm not sure you get many more in that room.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out whether we can double stack the tables for next year. But anyway, watch this space. Steve, always a pleasure to catch up. Thank you very much indeed for running through and explaining a little bit more about the success and the solution. And I look forward to catching up with you in person in the near future again. But for now, thanks very much indeed.
Lovely. Thank you for your time.
So my third guest this week on the Retail Risk podcast is none other than Andy Wainwright from Next. Andy is no stranger to the world of the fraud wars, having had a number of successes over the years. Andy, heading up the head of online for the business. Thank you for taking the time to join me.
Thanks, Paul. It's good to see you.
I just have to say, huge congratulations again. Couple of weeks ago now at the Fraud Awards, there was a good turnout from Next, obviously fairly close to the King Power Stadium, the head office being located. But my goodness me, there was some celebrating on the night for you guys and girls.
There was, and quite rightly so. It'd be churlish not to, Paul.
So online fraud prevention team of the year again. I'm not even sure anybody else has ever even won it, have they? I think you've just sort of owned it over the last few years. That's certainly how it feels.
Yeah, that happened roughly about the time that I joined Next. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, that, Paul. Just before I joined Next, my previous team from Express Gifts won it the previous year. Again, sure, that's just a coincidence.
So you are the lucky Garfield, or the dice hanging from the rearview mirror that just it clearly follows you. So hopefully Next have got you chained to the desk, be it the one at home virtually or the one in the office physically. But I mean, what, you know, you must sit there. You know, there's always great competition, some great companies shortlisted, and yet again, you know, there you were, top of the pile and celebrating.
Yeah, you're right. And there is a lot of strong competition out there, Paul. I was privileged to be one of the judges this year as well. So obviously I couldn't judge in that part of the awards, but it was good to be reminded of how many other companies there are out there doing such a fantastic job as well, Paul. There is really good competition out there to keep us on our toes.
And in terms of, you know, the past year, what you and the team have been doing, and that obviously would have made up the bulk of the submission. Just while I've got you at the minute, what does 2021 look like in the online world for Next?
We've expanded what we do quite a lot. One area that we've got involved in recently is claims. So Next has always liked to send a very strong message to the organised online criminal fraternity that Next isn't somewhere that you can come to commit fraud easily, and that there is a real risk that there will be consequences if you do that. And one of the ways that we're doing that now is by delivering some of the parcels ourselves in high fraud risk areas. So where we think that there may be a fraudster on the doorstep to receive a parcel, we will take the parcel from our delivery partner and we will deliver that parcel ourselves. And a loss prevention person looks very different to a courier. They've got a body cam, they've got a stab vest, and they've got a script that they can take the recipient of the parcel through that can then be used as evidence at a later date in a criminal trial. So it's just one of the ways that we've expanded our remit and added a new tool to our toolkit, if you like.
Wow, that is the first time I've got visions of, so have Next invested in some 1980s Ford Capris and possibly some bell-bottom flares to add to the effect. But I mean, that must be, I mean, are you getting amazing data on that? I mean, I guess it must be really insightful, if you like, to step from behind the actual desk and go frontline. Is that you and your team that are doing that?
It tends to be my team these days. I did get the opportunity to get back into the field for a short period of time earlier this year when my national investigations manager was on annual leave. And that was good to get back to the team and back to the roots and see them in action. But yeah, we know exactly where the fraud is. We know where the groups are operating. The guys are very good at what they do, both the office team and the field team. So there's a lot of surveillance that goes on, both digitally, online, and physically in the field. We know exactly who we're looking for. We know where they're operating. We know how they're operating. And that's why we're able to be in a position to, let's say, have a friendly conversation with these people, involve the police, and get them arrested. Last year, we arrested 18 people across 2021, despite lockdown slowing us down earlier in the year.
So impressed. You know, whenever we speak, there's always some innovation that you seem to be bringing forward. And I guess that's played out in the fact that year after year, you know, you keep getting the recognition from the judges. And as you say, you were one of the judges this year. You don't get to cast a vote for your own activities, but you know, this is an all retailer judging panel. So I have to say, huge congratulations. Yet again, another group of retailers has held up Next, and the work that you do within the online team as being, you know, best of breed and worthy of that top step. So I just have to say, massive, massive congratulations. I don't know, next year again, I'm sure there's something else in the pipeline that you're going to bowl everybody over with. Any crystal ball moments, insights, what we might see coming online?
We have got things in the pipeline, Paul. I can't go into it in too much detail. But I've always been passionate about my team. I think they're very good at what they do. They are very passionate people. They're committed. They do such a good job. And while I feel like that, I will always put them forward for this award because I genuinely feel that they deserve it. Personally as well, I've had the privilege of working with two of our loss prevention directors of the year in the past as well. So it was Colin Cullerton that recruited me into Next. Previously I'd worked for Raph Lawson as well, who won that title this year. I know Steve was nominated this year as well, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time before he takes that title home. So I'm very privileged to have been worked and still do work for some fantastic leaders in the industry, and I'm sure that's played its part in the success as well, Paul. So massive thanks as well to all of those people that I just mentioned.
Yeah, and you're right, and there is a terrific leadership team there, some real innovation within the industry, and that is played out by, you know, the number of awards across multiple disciplines that you're right, Next have won over the years. Look, Andy, thank you so very much for taking the time to join me this week. It's always an absolute pleasure to speak to you. I look forward to seeing you in that DJ at the table again at the awards next year, but I'm sure we'll meet before then. But for now, Andy, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Paul.
So my final guest this week is none other than Raph Lawson, Fraud Director of the Hut Group, and arguably more importantly, this year's winner of the Retail Risk Director of the Year. Raph, thank you for joining me and huge congratulations.
Thanks, Paul. Great experience. Hopefully it's not repeated again. Well, you never know.
Well, I'll never say never. So we are a couple of weeks on now from that night at the King Power Stadium. There you are. You're sat with some of your team, lots of supporters, and the shortlist is read out, and then all of a sudden there can be only one, as was once said in a famous movie, and it was you. What was that like?
Well, we'd already won a couple of awards that evening, and I just sat there with my team and I was going through the list. I could see that I was nominated, and I could see the other candidates, and some of them are amazing. And I thought, not a chance. All right, everyone, let's pop open the champagne, celebrate the awards we've won so far tonight. And that's night over, as I was thinking. And then the name was read out, and I was just in just disbelief that it actually happened. Hugely humbling experience. And then getting up and walking to the stage. And I've lost a bit of weight since last year, and my pants started to fall down, so that was interesting. So if you watch the video, you'll see me trying to pull my pants out quickly. It was an interesting experience. Probably one of the highlights of my career, I think. So,
and you know, I always make this point. You know, it was your peers that judged the process. So you know, it was a peer-to-peer accolade. The amount of, you know, love in the room and congratulations, and I think you know, we said before we started recording, you've been the face I've seen the most on LinkedIn for the past 2 weeks. You know, lots of people commenting and sharing. So, you know, that shows, you know, extra validation, and you know, and must be great as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely come from one of the members of my team or a number of them, I'm not sure. But when I do find out, I will be nominating them next year as payback.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a fairly large team. We have about probably 40 people in online fraud. So it's made up of data scientists, chargeback analysts, fraud operations, and our complex organized fraud guys. But, you know, over the last, you know, since COVID kicked off, it's just been absolutely mental in terms of volumes that we've been seeing. Eased off a bit this year, which was fantastic. You know, we had the opportunity to stay holidays, but I've seen it pick up again, actually, just right on Christmas. So,
yeah,
it's probably all those men last minute shopping who just left it to the last minute.
Last minute shopping online, you know, the two things is just a match made in heaven. So, I mean, you mentioned that your team has grown to about 40. Just very quickly, give an overview for people listening. You know, I know you mentioned some of the job titles, but what takes up the bulk of the time? Do you feel it's a settled process? Are you continuing to grow? You know, what's on your desk? What's on the in tray?
Do you know what? I hear a lot about like fraud strategy. However, it's very difficult to have a fraud strategy in this current online market. I mean, you can have a base foundation strategy. You know, this is what we have to do every day. However, it's changing so quickly and so fast online now that you kind of just got to react. And I think what I'm concentrating on is the ability to react quickly to market changes. Mm-hmm. And that's market changes in sales and fraud as well. So what takes up most of my time is trying to predict when a change has happened and how we respond to it, you know, within hours if we can. A lot of time on data, a lot of time on rules, machine learning, and any sort of extra tool we can get to find fraud. Try to stay one step behind the fraudsters. I hear a lot of, you know, people say, you know, be one step ahead of the fraudsters, but if someone can do that, please tell me how. They can have my job. The best I can hope for is to be one step behind the fraudsters. These people are just constantly changing their tactics minute by minute. So it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, and actually that's probably one of the most pragmatic and truthful comments I think I've ever heard. You're quite right, and you hear it all the time, one step ahead, but it's not. It's trying to stay on the coattails, isn't it? It's trying to keep up with what they are doing.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? If you can identify their changes quickly and respond quickly, that's your strategy. Well, that's mine. So I can try and predict what's going to happen on all I want, but it's extremely difficult.
Yeah. But clearly, you know, you're doing something right there. The team's growing. The nomination was glowing. The judges were pretty universal in their scoring. So, you know, huge congratulations again in everything that you've done and achieved at the Hook Group. Massive congratulations on winning Retail Risk Director of the Year. I don't know, maybe you set the bar to retain it, do what's never been done before and win the trophy for a second year. So we'll look forward to that one playing out. But for the minute, Raf, thank you so much for taking a few moments to join us this week. It's been amazing. Have an amazing Christmas. I do hope you get some time off with your family over Christmas and New Year. And we look forward to seeing you again in 2022.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.